Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, monogamous and polygamous, polyamorous and pansexualists. All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Brahma, Rama, Dama, or the goddess, but without a doubt, until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. With a capital X. Yes, unless it's IVF, I guess. Then it's not a capital X. But, you know, mostly it's sex between mommy and daddy. And that makes us the children of sex. And this is a show about sex. With a capital X. Human sexuality in all its glories, dangers, fun, and foolishness. And tonight, here on Radio Susie One, broadcasting live from the speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA, we are gathered together, brothers and sisters, in our congregation of sex to talk, couples, triads, groups, singles. We are going to talk about polyamory. Which is a word that is kind of going around these days. And we're going to talk about a lot of things tonight. We have all kinds of interesting sexperts here. Starting with my butler and my prince and my engineer, who hates the word sexpert. But
I hate that word.
I got to say sex expert, and then I get a little, you know, there's that X again. Sex triple expert. Hey, Max.
Hi, Doc. How you doing?
Good, good. All right, so we got an interesting polyamorous group.
Okay.
We're going to all have an orgy now.
Is that right?
Yeah, no. No, polyamory is not about having orgies. I know. Not always. Every other Saturday night, maybe. But I want to introduce my guests in studio, and then I'm going to have my guest of honor, who is on the phone, live from Holland. The author of Love Unlimited, Leonie Linson. But first, quickly, I'm just going to introduce my guest sitting here right now. And first, we have the lovely Siren Celine. Hi, Siren, Celine.
Hi.
She's here dressed as a nurse in case there are any medical emergencies. Right, and I think there's going to be with you looking so beautiful. And
maybe a few heart attacks.
Nurturing. Yeah, definitely. And Exeter Miles. Lord Exeter, is that?
Or Exeter
Dr. Miles. Exeter? Or Master Exeter or Mr. Exeter?
Exeter Miles is just fine. I'm not one to work with prefixes.
Oh, okay. Are you one to identify as polyamorous?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
okay. And you, Celine?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. And now we have Jamie Waxman. Welcome to Radio Suzy One, Jamie. Jamie is a pornographic artiste, I guess, in a nutshell. Are you a polyamorous pornographic artiste?
I'm actually not polyamorous.
You are monogamous.
I am more. Right. I'm usually monogamous.
Usually, okay. So you're a serial monogamist, right?
Some days.
Right.
Some weeks.
It's rare to find someone who's a true monogamous, like mating for life kind of creature. That's rare in nature, let alone humanity. But sometimes it's enforced by penalty of death, so I guess that way it works. But Jamie, welcome.
Thank you.
We met Jamie on Twitter. And now Mistress Misogyny is laying on the bed with her snake, Love, who looks a lot like Evie, my snake, from the Garden of Eden. And sitting here is her, what are you, a sub, a slave, a friend?
More of a friend.
An animal handler?
I'm pretty much handling an animal tonight.
Right, I see. Okay. All right, and it's Katiekin's birthday, and she's out there somewhere in the bar. And so we're all kind of polyamorously gathered together, except some of us are serial monogamists, and some of us are Republicans. Well, I don't know if there are.
There's no Republicans.
Certainly
here,
no Tea Partiers. There's no Tea Partiers, but there
there's
might
no
be a Republican.
Are there Republicans
not
in the
at
audience?
The table. Not,
no, okay.
Not at the table, but we don't know. So okay, there's some interesting people in the audience though. We might want to
Republicans.
Maybe a few.
Because I have to leave.
Libertarians, vegetarians.
Oh, libertarians, vegetarians.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So now on the phone, do we have her on the phone live from one of our favorite countries, the lovely country of Holland? We have Leonie Linson, author of Love Unlimited, The Joys and Challenges of Open Relationships, which is a great book that I've been reading, and everybody at the speakeasy that hangs out in the bathroom probably has been reading it too, because it's been hanging out there. And it's a book from the point of view of a therapist about how to deal with the ups and downs and kind of the joys and the problems of polyamory and what that means. And it's written by Leonie along with Stephen Wick, who's written quite a few books on male multiple orgasm and tantric sex with his wife. You might have heard of Stephen Wick. So Leonie Linson is the one whose stories these mostly are, because Leonie is the therapist who works with a lot of polyamorous people. So so do we have Leonie on the line?
Hello.
Hello, Leonie. Welcome to the Dr.
Hello.
Susan Block Show.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Thank you.
Can you hear me, Leonie?
Yes,
okay.
I can hear you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So let's define our terms to begin with. Your book, Love Unlimited, is a wonderful introduction to polyamory. What is the meaning of polyamory? Because I've been making all sorts of tasteless jokes about orgies. So why don't you tell us, what is it about? Open relationship, open marriage? What is polyamory?
Polyamory is that you're able to love more people at a time. So you can have more partners, and this can be sexual but also non-sexual. I think love is the thing that it's all about, and from love, of course, sex can exist. But polyamory is based upon integrity, about openness, being open, transparent to each other, and respecting each other's boundaries.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Being able to love more than one person, which sounds to a lot of people like it's, you know, you can't love more than one person. But I don't know. I look at the example of a mother and her children. I mean, nobody wonders if a mother can love more than one of her children if she has, like, three kids. Why can't she love all three of her kids? Right?
Exactly.
So if a mother can love three kids who are screaming and biting her, why can't a person love more than one adult? And people do very often. It's just that
they do.
Even if they don't want to, they do, don't they?
Exactly, and that's why so many problems exist, and people cheat on each other because they find out that they're able to love more than one person, and then things happen, and then they realize, oh my God, I'm in a relationship and I can't talk about it, and then the problem starts. Or they previously have. How do you say this? Sometimes I miss my words in English.
Well, you're doing very well.
Cheating, and then they find out they're cheating themselves, or they're having the same feelings, mm-hmm. and then they're shocked. Like, oh my God, I can't do this. I can't accept myself, and finding out I'm loving more than one person, and then accusing other people from doing the same thing.
You're a therapist, and you specialize in working with couples and singles, I guess, and different and triads that are dealing with these issues. And I guess that was the inspiration for this book. What types of relationships are your clients in, and how do you work with them?
Most of the people I see in my practice are people who are together for a long time, and one of them fell in love with somebody else, and they want to open up their relationship, or they've been with a therapist who thinks monogamy is the way to go, so that person has to go away and leave.
Uh-huh.
And I always say I guide my clients to find out what suits them best. And if that's monogamy, that's okay. If that's polyamory, that's okay. To me, it doesn't matter in what way people are happy, as long as they choose what's in their heart, as long as they do what they really are. And I try to find out with them what suits them best. And sometimes, that's also a lot of people have problems with that. The desires of two or three persons are different, and so there has to be negotiation. If they choose to stay together, that's the first thing. What's the goal of this session? What's the goal of this guidance? And if they choose to be together and they want to make room, well, then you have to negotiate, and then you have to give in sometimes, and that's for many people difficult because they want to have things from their partner, but to give things to others, that's more difficult.
So now it seems as though you work with some pretty traditional couples. I mean, I work with I work with a lot of people who are kind of interested in polyamory before they get into relationships, and then they want a relationship that's kind of open. But your most of your
also, I have that too. But then you see people, they like the idea, they have read about it, and they start to practice. And then they find out that they're still stuck into the monogamous lifestyle and the monogamous way of thinking, like you are the best and you're my special partner and this is number one, this is number two.
Right. And there can only be one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, why do you think that polyamory is getting more and more popular? People are opening up to it. You think it's always been something that we wanted to do? There were just more rules against it? Or do you think there's a reason that we're reaching out to expand our marriages and our relationships to include others?
I think it's a logical next step in development of humanity. And if you see what happens in society, that while there's the internet, so there's more ways to connect with other people. Before, like when I grew up, there was hardly anybody divorced. It was really a shame if you divorce. Nowadays, people divorce. I think the rates are really high, and if you look at why people divorce, it's a lot of times it's because there's somebody else involved, there's a third person, and so people they find out that it is possible to love more than one person, and they don't know how to deal with that. So cheating or divorcing is two ways, and of course cheating causes a lot of pain, and the trust is broken, things like that. So if polyamory is a way, if you really can handle it, it's a way to do it in an openness, in with respect, and that's less violence, I think. And also, yeah, we're connecting more and more with each other. I think it's a logical next step.
Okay. Have you read a book which actually brought me to your book called Sex at Dawn by Christopher Ryan and Casilda Jetha? Prehistoric Origins of Modern Sexuality. Well, it's about how our prehistoric ancestors were probably very polyamorous, and that with farming, the Neolithic period, which occurred about 12,000 years ago, that's when ownership became the rule of the day. And so not only did you have to own your plot of land and your children, but also, you know, a man would own his wife so that he could be sure that those were his children. Anyway, it just completely started this whole monogamous trend. And so it's a book that kind of gives a scientific background to your book in many ways. So do you think that that human beings are naturally polyamorous, monogamous, or a combination?
No, I don't think so. I think we are made monogamous. Like you said, you know, it's from so many ages that this is the way to do it. And if you teach people a lot of things over and over and over again, you feel like you are monogamous. But I think in reality, when you really go back to where we come from, we are not monogamous, I think. I think we're polyamorous. But I think a lot of people, they really feel monogamous, and that's okay. I mean, if that makes you happy, that's okay. And if you feel polyamorous, then it's nice if you can live that way.
Well, definitely, if you feel polyamorous, you should pick up Love Unlimited, the joys and challenges of open relationships, because it gives you a lot of tips, a lot of good stuff on how to deal with jealousy, which, of course, is a big issue.
Jealousy
is a huge issue, and a lot of times in your book you talk about it meaning that, you know, you're missing something. If you feel jealous of someone else, if you get what you're missing, then you don't feel so bad about what the other person's getting.
Yeah, that's true. I always say jealousy is present. It can bring you so much information if you really dare to look at it and be brave.
I don't know. Some people are thinking it's a present like a bullet in the head. I don't know. jealousy. So I have a couple here. I guess they're kind of a couple. They're a couple, but they're a polyamorous couple. And and Celine and Exeter, did you want to have some questions for Leonie or some discussion?
Well, actually, one thing that was going through my head is that one thing I wanted to clarify, I guess, from a professional's point of view, is the difference in definition between polyamorous and polygamous, because so many people tend to cross-use those two words.
Well, polygamous is when you have a harem, right? When you have a lot of wives, sister wives,
Yeah, I think also polygamy is it's cultural-driven, and so it's... It's just like the men, they can marry more women at the same time, and that's it. And also they have to take care of these women in the same way, so there can't be any difference between the wives, and he has to take care of them. So that's a complete different starting point than a polyamory, which is love is the base, and you find out with all your partners how you deal with them, and there can be differences in relationships. And I think that's a big difference.
Yeah. So there is polygamy, and then there's polyandry, I guess, where the woman has more than one man.
One man, yes.
Yes.
Which you see in Tibet and that area. And but that's less common than polygamy.
Well, yeah.
Currently in the world, yeah.
That's almost more of a myth than a reality. But, I mean, I think it's sort of going on more and more now. Well, there's a real trend in cuckoldry now, in women that have a husband and a lover, you know, that they kind of make some sort of arrangement with.
It also depends on the culture.
It depends on the culture.
There's a lot of matriarchal cultures.
Yeah.
Polyandry exists more in those, I think.
Well, like, what's a matriarchal culture?
I always say, you know, if you have a man has more women, then where do these women come from? If it's only the man who has more women, then society should be like that 30% men and 70% women, which is not. So I think it's more equal than we think.
Well, I think that's why there's a lot of horny, frustrated men out there that are ready to, you know, kind of die in crazy rich men's wars, because there's a lot of young men that don't get matched up in societies where one man gets like four women, then there's going to be one, like three guys that don't have a woman. approximately, you know, and then what do you do with them? You just sign them up for the front, you know. I mean, that's the best thing to do with them. But yeah, I mean, that's the kind of culture that I think harems the harem is kind of sexy, actually, but the whole idea of a man having several wives, I think, kind of spawns a culture where then you have a bunch of single guys that, you know, don't know what to do with themselves but kill each other.
What do you call it? Like, what if you have two women who support me? What is that called?
Two women who support you, that would be a harem. A harem of working wives, yeah.
There you go.
I think that would be big love.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah. Isn't that what the, you know, there's a lot of the Mormon culture? I don't know. No, I can't say that about Mormons. Mormons are always getting down on me for saying that they still have harems of sister wives, but they're supposedly monogamous now, right? The Mormons.
Yeah, right.
Right. Well, you know, the thing about who is really monogamous? I mean, so many people that say they're monogamous, then you find out they're either having affairs, or this is their third marriage, or they screwed around a lot when they were young, or they're going to screw around a lot later when they get a divorce. I mean, there's all kinds of caveats to monogamy, and polyamory just kind of puts it out there on the table, I guess. But you're a monogamous, Jamie. Chime in here.
I said that earlier, but the truth is, I've gone always. I'm a trisexual.
Oh, there you go.
I'll try anything once. But really, I find that for me, it's much easier to manage an emotional relationship with one person, and for me, that's where my monogamy comes in. Emotional monogamy is where I really find it's important for me to handle whatever situation I'm in, and not go crazy trying to deal with a lot of different relationships that way. So I'm monogamous in my emotions more than in any other action.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people can be like that. I mean, that's what swingers are like. They are monogamous emotionally with their spouse. Usually they're married. And then they go, you know, instead of a barbecue every Sunday afternoon, they have a swing party every Saturday night.
But I would be curious, too. You were saying, Susie, that you know, this is a trend right now, this whole, you have the books like Tristan Taramino's and Jenny Block's about open relationships.
And Sex at Dawn.
And I wonder how many of these polyamorous couples are actually, how do you talk to your families about this? And that must be another big area. You bring it up to your parents when you fall in love with two people, or...
Exeter's shaking his head. How do you talk to your family, Exeter?
Well, the funny part about that is my family is very... predominantly my mother, is very open to my alternate lifestyle. She's actually aware of what I do on stage and private venues as well. It's just, with me being part of a very traditional Filipino family, they are open to more alternate lifestyles, but not so much to polyamory. And so, I mean, the way I view polyamory is I tend to have, you know, a primary, which, you know, I have a very strong emotional connection to. I mean, in all actuality, I do intend to get married someday, hopefully soon in my lifetime. But that does not change the fact that I'm polyamorous. It just means that I have one person that I'm going to support, care for, and love for the rest of my life, while eliminating what I personally think is the source of what a lot of divorces are spanning from, which is temptation. In a polyamorous lifestyle, when you're tempted to do something, you discuss it with your partner, you come to an agreement, you indulge in that temptation, and that's the end of that.
So how long have you two been together?
Is it about a month and a half now?
A month and a half? Wow, you guys are like, you know, an old couple. Okay.
to be honest, we actually started here.
You started here. I think I know the night. I know the night you started. It was very sexy. And that's the picture we used in our newsletter.
Yeah.
That was from that night. Wow. There's nothing like the first time, first night. You can't have a second first time. Mm-hmm. You know, so at least yours is preserved in photographs now.
It was actually very, very memorable.
It was. It was very erotic. Boy. But you came together here.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't meet actually here.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right, but you relaxed and got to know each other.
Did you come together here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did. They
well,
knew what
not
your meaning
necessarily. Was. I mean, I was more of the provider that night.
The provider. And he was definitely a good provider. He brought home the bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he does intend to have a family someday soon.
Yeah.
Very much so.
So, Celine, what about your family? What do they think of you being polyamorous? Or do they know?
They don't know.
That's a secret.
Yeah,
and that's why
a secret.
Your name is Celine tonight. Right. Okay. So,
yeah.
So your family, are they very traditional?
Not at all.
Oh, they're not?
No.
So what?
They're
What's
very open-minded about a lot of things.
Really? Do they know you're a nurse also?
My mom definitely knows that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the one thing that they're not comfortable with, they've become comfortable with a lot of things in my lifestyle as far as they're coming to terms with the whole fetish lifestyle that I lead.
Uh-huh.
And they've also come to terms with the fact that I'm pansexual.
That you're
pansexual? Pansexual, yes.
Meaning you like to have sex with all different possible creatures that are human.
Yes, all genders.
All genders.
But just humans.
Okay.
But as far as anything outside monogamy, they're not comfortable with it.
Right.
So I haven't told them yet.
So they're not comfortable with anything outside monogamy. They don't care whether you hook up with a girl or a guy or a transsexual, but it should be one.
Yeah.
Pick one.
Mm-hmm.
God.
It comes with the same territory, coming from a traditional Filipino Catholic family, so.
Right. Well, you can pick one to, you know, to marry, and that's your relationship. That's kind of like a business partnership, in a way, you know, marriage. What do you think, Leone? I mean, marriage is a friendship, but you could have sex with other people, and it's none of your relatives' business, perhaps. Right? I mean, is it their business whether you use a vibrator or a dildo? Why is it their business who you have sex with?
I think many people want to know, and in a monogamous way of thinking, it's like it's more thinking in possession. So you are my wife, and you are my husband, so I want to know what you're doing, and I think in polyamory, it's you possess yourself, and you are the boss, and of course you talk to each other about things, but that's a different way of yeah, how you feel, I think, mm-hmm. towards your partner.
Do you know about bonobos, Leone?
Yeah, you mentioned that, and I was looking on the net, and I thought, oh, this is really great.
Yeah, Yeah, bonobos
are
closest primate cousins. They are just as close to us as common chimps, maybe closer, and they have a lot of sex, very, very little. Well, they don't kill each other in the wild or captivity. They have little violence. They have some violence, sort of like a BDSM kind of violence. I mean, they don't kill each other, you know, and they play with violence in a way. Although they can get really mad at each other and bite off each other's fingers or something. But, you know, I mean, it's bad. But it's not killing, like common chimps and, of course, like humans. And they have a lot of sex, and it's very polyamorous. And it's not just a lot of sex, but they have love feelings for each other. That are, you know, you can really see in their eyes. It's a beautiful thing. And I think they have some in a Holland Zoo, do they, Max? Do you know? Have bonobos?
You know, I haven't.
They have them in either a zoo in Holland or in Germany.
I think they have them in Germany, in Frankfurt, perhaps at the Frankfurt Zoo. But I don't know if they have them in Holland.
I don't know either.
But I'm going to find out, actually.
But we have a friend in Holland. Do you, we have a few friends. We have to now see if you know any of them.
Well, let's see. First of all, I used to live in Bergen and Zee, up north there in the north country. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful up there. But I have a very good friend there. You might have heard of him, Willem de Ridder.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah. Yes.
He's world famous in Holland.
Famous in the spiritual world, yes.
Yeah,
he's our good friend.
I've worked with him.
Especially Max's good old friend.
We worked for many years together, way, way, way back, like 30 years ago. Anyway, he's an old friend.
Yeah, and so is Xaviera Hollander.
Yeah.
The happy hooker.
Right.
Yeah.
We stayed at her little bread and breakfast. And
Bed and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast. What did I say?
Bread.
Bread and breakfast.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It goes together, the bread with the bed and the breakfast and bed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's see. So how about you, Leonie? Can I ask you, how does polyamory manifest in your own personal life?
In my personal life, I have a relationship with a bisexual man. We are both bisexual. And we've been together now for 10 years. And we're not living together. Well, we are hopefully we're going to live together soon. But we said when we started, let's just do everything in the open. And my friend says, I'm not monogamous. I try to live that way. It doesn't work for me. And so if you want to have a relationship with me, this is the deal, you know. So, and I thought, I'm bisexual. I never did something with my feelings for women. So maybe now finally I have a chance to find out, and so I did. So over the years, I had a relationship with a woman for a few years, and in the beginning we said, okay, you can do it with men and I can do it with women, and then I fell in love with a guy, and it was like, yeah, it's stupid to discriminate from sex, you know. So we talked about it, we said, okay, you know, you can do that. So in that way we opened our relationship for both sex. And at the moment there's a few relationships I have, but that's more an emotional relationship. We are mailing a lot, emailing a lot, and there's no sex involved.
And what do you see as the difference between European and Dutch? Between Dutch and European versus American attitudes towards sex and monogamy and polyamory?
I'm not sure. The impression I get is generally, because I think, all humans are different, and even here in Holland there are so many different people, so that's the same in every country. But generally the impression I get is like in America they're more crude and...
More prudes.
We can see here movies, and then in America they cut out the sex part, and if there's a breast in the image, it's out. So, and here in Holland, that's more open. But I'm not sure, to be honest. I think, it's difficult, because when the few times I visited the States, I didn't a real different impression from people than I got in Holland. And I visited the Loving More conference in America, and definitely people were open for polyamory.
I'll tell you what I think. I mean, I think that, you know, every culture has its ways in which it's open about sex and closed. And I don't think there's any culture that's more open. I mean, we're all farmers in a way, and we're all trying to control our sexuality and, you know, pin it down, and we all kind of can't, but we do it in different ways. And the Dutch seem very kind of matter-of-fact about sex and open to it and open to, I guess, very open-minded and live and let live. But when I was in Holland, I remember at a certain point in this party at Xaviera's, they turned the music on and nobody danced. It was like the Dutch don't like to dance. They don't like to groove and move like, I mean, Americans kind of do. I that was my impression. Even though they're more open-minded, they're a little more uptight in the body. I don't know.
I think it depends on where you are. Because
it does.
There are so many dance parties lately in Holland.
And it really
depends where you are, what party and with what people. And that's
I was at the wrong party, I guess. But it was a lot of fun, and it eventually dissolved into sex, just no dancing.
Actually, you mentioned parties. I understand that a lot of the churches have been turned into discos and nightclubs. Is that correct?
Churches?
No. Yes, in Holland. Yes.
Oh.
In Holland.
Some churches been turned into nightclubs? Did you hear, Leonie?
Yeah. Yeah, there are some churches that change it to dance clubs. Yes, that's true.
All right. Well, I obviously have to go back to Holland. When I was there, nobody was dancing. But they were having a lot of sex. All right. Well, you know, I really enjoyed talking with you, and I have some books of yours to give away to some lucky listeners and guests, and I think including to our couple here, and our guest, Jamie. Would you like a book? Even though you're not a admitted to
I'm a
certain
sex educator
level.
And I love research.
Here you go. This is a fabulous book, Love Unlimited, The Joys and Challenges of Open Relationships, especially if you're just interested in the therapy angle, because Leonie is a therapist that specializes in this. So, and she gives a lot of examples of the couples and the triads that she works with. So thanks a lot, Leonie. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you another time. Maybe we'll see you in Holland when we go to a dance club.
Oh,
there used to be a church.
Wow.
Yeah, let's go dancing. I want to go with you and your bi girlfriends. Yeah, okay. Ciao.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Have some of that herring.
Thank you.
I love it.
Bye.
Okay. So now we're still here at Radio Susie One, and we're back. And by the way, now our phone lines are open, just in case you want to call in. The number
now
is 1-866.
They were all lit up.
They were all lit up before, but you know they.
Now it's quiet.
Okay, so it's 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068. So we've kind of addressed the polyamory. Tell us a little bit about the BDSM nature of your relationship. I thought it was very interesting that first night you were here, and Celine was laid out and looked so beautiful, like Sleeping Beauty or something, with your hair all on the pillow, and Exeter was playing with these little dangerous looking items on your body. And what was going on there?
Well, the toy that I was using that day was my personally my favorite knife, which I sharpen on very regular occasions to make sure that it's pleasurable for whoever is going to be my, I guess, victim.
Was it pleasurable for you as the victim?
It was very pleasurable, yes.
Had you ever experienced that?
Not to his skill level.
Not to his skill level. So yeah. You've had some submission. I say a little bit because you seem so young. couldn't have had a lot. I don't know, unless you were like abused as a child.
No.
Were you? Or no?
No.
Okay. Good mom and dad there.
Very good.
Very good. But you're into BDSM, so you weren't abused. So why do you think you're so into BDSM?
No, I don't know. It's j- just seems very natural to me.
Yeah, what draws you? What is your passion in it? To do what? Is it a passion to surrender, or are you more of a switch, or just you like to explore the power exchange?
Well, part of it is the kind of a surrender in a sense. Also, just the sensation of certain types of pain. It's really enjoyable.
What's your favorite type of pain?
Well, I have to give probably number one spot to knives.
Knives! Yeah. Knives! A pretty... Look at this innocent-looking girl.
Wait till you meet my surgeon.
Oh, my goddess. Knives! Like the way that Exeter was using.
Yes.
So not penetrating your flesh.
No.
No. I mean, some people might be into that, and that's a little... scary. Are you into that at all?
I haven't done that in a while.
You haven't done that in a while.
Well,
but you
a
have.
While for my age.
Don't do it here. It no. worries me. No, but the other stuff is okay. You know, the looking like you're, it's sort of like you're playing, like kids playing really with rubber knives, but it's not a rubber knife. It's a real knife, but it's a little bit trust, right? To
yeah.
trust that you're not going to let it slip and go. Rah!
Yeah. Personally, whenever I use any kind of blades, I'm not a very big fan of blood play. It's fairly dangerous and oftentimes very unsafe in
yeah.
terms of
health. Body fluids.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So my personal style is I would always turn the blade on its side.
Ah.
So
see,
you get the full...
You're like a magician. I didn't know that. I thought any minute now it was going to go...
Yeah, never on the actual edge. Always on its side and at the tip.
It is very magician-looking, like... Sort of.
You get
so
the full
did you,
sensation.
Did you get your whole full sensation? Did you get your full agua? Do you want you want a refill?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And who does
delicious.
Anyone else want agua? This is our drink of choice here.
What is that?
At the Speakeasy. Would you like some, Mistress Misogyny? This is agua, coca leaf liqueur, made from the coca leaf and perfectly legal. Unlike some things you might be doing. It's made in Holland, actually, yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, Jamie liked that one. Okay. No, you don't have... You have to talk on a microphone, Mistress Misogyny. Okay, here you are. Would you like some?
That Celine? Slithers can drink
it. Are you sharing? Okay, now you have to do the ritual, though. Mm-hmm. See, especially because you're a couple. Let's make...
Mistress Misogyny is going to drink it.
Okay, we're gonna have some. This is salt that you mm-hmm. put on a tender body part of another person. Then you lick before you down your shot.
Wait, okay. Down?
Well, you don't have to down the whole thing, but you can just take a big gulp.
Okay.
You know, right, well, you put the...
I am trying to moderate myself, considering the fact that I am planning to play with her later on. It's a huge safety issue. For
right,
me.
Okay. Well, you can have less. You don't have to drink the whole thing. The important part now is that we're looking to see you lick the salt, and that's where we're going with this.
That's what we care about.
Can Mrs. Misogyny play with you later?
Maybe. Well, we're getting a little salt lick here, right on the upper part of Celine's breast. This is not going to be painful. Yes. Oh, there's some more salt that just went through the hole. You know, you didn't lick all your salt up there. You gotta lick it again.
I'd be more than happy to go for a second round.
Yeah, go in there. Go in there for the salt. That's not going to get you drunk. You got to really lick that salt up there. Oh, yeah. Lick that salt up in there. Yeah. You doing a good job? I don't want you too salty. Right? Oh, yeah. Okay, no, leave it like that. Just, you know, just relax. I mean, we don't have a medical emergency at the moment, so you can just relax. Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to have some also?
Yeah.
Off of a body part of his. So you're all sort of covered up here.
Yeah.
You have to uncover something. You have to uncover. Dan. We like to have our guys strip here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Yeah,
take
we have the girls
bam,
strip. Yeah, help him off
bam.
With the shirt here.
Well,
yeah.
If we're going to go for an inner wrist, I want biting.
An inner wrist? That's no fun. Come on. Let's have it like chest, another chest thing. At least pull it up. Yeah, yeah. Off with the headphones.
Nipples.
Pull it off. Nipples!
Nipples.
There you go.
Nipples.
Prince Max wants nipples. We get
nipples.
I'm
not his.
Okay. Oh, Okay, here we go. And salt up those nipples, baby. Salty nipples. That's our delicacy here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Salty nipples and agua. Mm. Okay, well, you gotta take what you dish out, right? Yeah. Lean back. Enjoy. Enjoy the feeling. Bite it. I think he's into the pain. Come on.
Yeah. I'm trying to get her to indulge in the power exchange. She's very submissive at this point.
Ah, okay. Okay. Well, that's okay. You know, you can take your time. But that was a good lick. That was a good lick.
Very nice.
All right. So so now are we going to have some agua over here? Is there there seems to be a three-ring circus going on.
I think the mistress wanted some.
Right. Okay, mistress. Misogyny, would you like some agua? She's having a moment with her animal
trainer. Very
busy.
She's
would you
busy.
Like some agua, Jamie?
I'm great, thank you.
Jamie, what is it you're wearing now?
I have a lot of clothing.
Why
on,
are
don't
you
I?
Dressed like you're out
freezing.
For a trip
from
through
New York and I'm
dumpster
cold.
Diving or something? Come on. What is going on here? I thought you were a pornographer.
I am a pornographer.
You look like a New Yorker.
I am a New Yorker, too. That's crazy. You picked two of the things I am.
Right. Okay. Well, good. So I win something. So now that I win something, you really a pornographer?
I have made four movies for Adam and Eve, yes.
Oh, wow.
And a few others with Candida Royale.
Ah. And are you in them? Or
I got caned in Under the Covers,
you
which
got
is a
caned.
Movie I co-produced and co-wrote. And I had a brief stint in Stud Hunters, and I host my own educational videos. But I stay fully clothed in those.
You stay fully clothed? More clothed than I am?
No, and less clothed than I am. But
less
always
clothed
boots.
Than you.
Always boots.
Always boots. Okay, yeah. Okay. And how about the whole shawl number and everything?
The shawl, I get yeah. very cold.
Okay.
And there's
all
some
right.
air conditioning.
And do you
going.
Have some kind of philosophy of porn that you'd like to share with us as a pornographer?
Well, I think actually one of the important things to remember is that porn is just fantasy sex. So it gives you ideas, right? But it's not necessarily the sex you have to have in your everyday life or your Saturday night life. So I just think of it as fantasy. If you're watching like Bullet, the 1973 movie with Steve McQueen, you're not going to drive down the streets of San Francisco the same way he does. So why do you think you have to have sex the same way you see? I feel a snake. I'm not looking down, but there's definitely a snake between my legs right now.
There's a snake between
my God,
your legs.
My parents know
well,
I
you
use
are a
my
pornographer.
Real name. My
why
parents
not?
Know everything I do, and this is like the weirdest thing I think I've ever done.
That's Igor, who hangs out under our table, and
Hi,
you know his snake grows as you take off your jacket. Right, right.
Slowly.
So you want to let Igor lick your pussy?
No, not tonight.
Not tonight. Okay. You want to suck on his snake head there? Play with his... Anyway. Okay. Do you want some agua?
I'm great. Thank
you're
you.
Great. That means without you don't some. Want... When people say they're great, does that mean they want something or they don't?
No,
they don't.
No, they
it
don't.
Means
that's
I just
right.
answered a different question right. than you asked.
Yeah, right. exactly. They're avoiding the question. They don't want to say no, so they say, I'm great. I'm not challenging you about your worth. I'm just asking if you want a drink. Okay, now, Mistress Misogyny.
I want the shawl.
You want this, Misogyny?
Yeah,
okay.
I the shawl.
Yeah, well, it's your turn now.
I want the shawl.
Yeah, it's your turn. You're on the show now. Here we go. This is you, and what here is make? Some salt.
Fuck it.
And so where do you want to eat the salt off of, Mistress Misogyny? Who? Whoops, careful. Just try to keep your wits about you now.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to see where Mistress Misogyny puts the salt. I hope she's not going to put it on her snake.
No, please.
No.
No.
She's looking around. She's looking for her victim.
Can I have my snake back?
Whoa.
Have your snake back.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Mistress Misogyny's having a moment. Okay, well, you know. This is... See, the snake is having its way with Jamie, despite her trying to keep her dignity as a pornographer who does not take her clothes off.
Like
the snake is after
like
her.
Me, actually,
I think he was doing good.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so.
So, now.
Anyhow.
Yes, so.
Anyhow.
This is Jack Steele?
Yeah, okay.
This is Jack Steele.
You don't
right
have
here?
To yell in the microphone.
Actually, she's one that we don't have to tell
Jack
to get close
Steele?
To the microphone.
Yeah, right. Jack. This is Jack.
This is my best friend, Jack Still.
Okay. She's saying more than
he's a corn star.
Really?
He's a corn star?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Did you say porn
he's
star or corn star?
Corn star.
Just.
Woo!
Okay.
He's going to be talking about his films.
Okay.
Okay. Very good, right. Mistress Misogyny.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right. I think we should have the birthday girl come forward. Does somebody need to go to the bathroom over here?
No. Nobody needs to go to the restroom.
No.
If you need to go, kick him out.
Mistress Misogyny has a way with words.
Yes,
definitely. Okay. Right. Well, let's see. Well, we can have the birthday girl come up here, right? If nobody wants to move, everybody.
I can move.
You want to take a little break, go to the bathroom? No, you're okay, Exeter. You stay here, and Jamie will go to the ladies' room, and the birthday girl will come forward. Mm-hmm. And she has a rose. And here she is.
It's a beautiful dress.
Miss Birthday Girl, Katie Kins.
Hi, I lost my voice.
Now, you've already lost
Jack
your voice.
Yes, on my birthday.
Your actual birthday, which was yesterday or the day before
on
yesterday?
The 11th.
I see. Okay, what did you do?
I went to the Los Angeles Kings game, and there was like three fights that were pretty brutal, and it was very awesome. I actually wasn't wearing any panties and had to like steal someone's napkin because I got really wet from like the fights.
You got wet from the fights?
Yes.
Wow.
Like it was dripping down my leg and I was like, uh-oh.
No.
Really? You like to watch
Thank you.
Big strong men punch each other. Is that
Well, I don't, I just really love the Los Angeles Kings and I love their captain Dustin Brown. So, yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, the on ice. You like them to be fighting on ice. That's the key.
He's like checked someone so hard that he dislocated their hips.
Wow.
So like my fantasy is like him fucking me and dislocating my hips.
Wow. You know, I mean, people here stretch my definition of peace through pleasure. They do. But I guess it's consensual if you want to have your hip dislocated. Right. You know.
Nothing wrong with that.
I guess. Not here, though, please, Katie.
Yes,
really, because
no,
you might
he's
have,
married with two kids.
You know,
unfortunately.
Regrets the next day, and I wouldn't want you to do it here.
Right.
He's only like 25,
but you are going to have to get
spanked
because it is your birthday.
Yes.
And so, what is you're 23 years old? Is that right?
Yes, I'm 23 now.
Ah, how's it feel to be 23?
I like to pretend that I'm still 21.
Yeah. And what does that mean?
I don't know. It's just like, you know, if you can pass for younger, just say you're younger. My voice sounds so bad.
It does. It does. I think we're not going to be able to have you talk very much. I think you're just going to have to take all your clothes off.
Yeah, I plan on it. My dress already broke.
I know. So you might as well take it off now, Katie.
I need
Mistress Misogyny. What are you doing? Pouring the salt into the...
Yeah, I think
she's having another
vial.
Moment.
You know, Mistress Misogyny, are you going to drink that like that? Mistress Misogyny is a chemist. Uh-oh. In her stomach, I think it's going to blow up. Are you going to drink that? Wow, she's off to drink it. Okay, so... Katie, your dress is already falling apart.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful dress. I mean, let's stand up, stand up. Let's do a little modeling here, first of all, before you take it off. It looks like a birthday cake of some sort, like a gold spun.
It's like a miniature.
Turn around, spin
it's like
around.
It's a miniature bell from Beauty
spin
and the
around,
Beast.
Spin around, spin around. Okay. And this is the boyfriend behind you, right? Mono suits. The what?
Which is interesting because...
How did you define him?
The boyfriend.
Oh, the boyfriend. Okay, so his name is Mono Su...
Mona Sunoy.
Mona Sun... Why can't I pronounce this?
Mona Sunoy.
Mona Sunoy.
Yes.
Mona Sunoy. What language is that?
Actually, it's anonymous if you unscramble all the letters.
Ah, okay. And how long have you two been together?
Since July 18th.
Wow. So they're an old couple compared to you
we
two.
We met up at camp.
You met at camp?
Yes, we go to the same family camp. We've actually been going for 17 years.
Family camp?
Yes. And
wow.
I've had a crush
that
on
sounds
him
kinkier
since I was
than
little.
I'm even used to.
Wait a minute. What is family camp?
Um, It's like a YMCA family camp at this lake. It's a lot of fun. I've been going for 17 years with my family.
Wow.
And so has he. And I had a crush on him probably since I was like a little teenager. And he was always older.
Oh, he was older, but now he's not anymore.
Yeah, so now we're finally at an age where we could connect.
I see. Okay. And you do seem very connected.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, like on the topic, he's very jealous and, you know, open.
Yeah? And so you get to be polyamorous.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I have my, you know, my girlfriend here who I've actually been very polyamorous with since I was 17 years old.
Ah, and who? And your girlfriend is over there?
Yeah,
Madeline. Madeline can come forward.
Madeline.
Sorry.
Okay. You're the girlfriend. So
yeah, we actually
Madeline is getting into the porn business, right? Yes, so you want to give up your seat for Madeline here? Because you're just sitting there with a snake around your neck. You have to actually kind of take responsibility for Mistress Misogyny, I think. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, okay. So now this is Madeline.
Hi.
Welcome to Radio Suzy One, Madeline.
Thank you.
So it's nice to meet you on Twitter. You have a new Twitter.
Yes, I do.
And you have a new career as a porn star.
I do.
Is that
just starting out, yeah.
What makes you want to be a porn star?
You know what? It happened a long time ago with her. I got turned out. And ever since then, I've just been something I've interested in. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fantastic.
Yeah. Well, it started with me, I guess.
Have you done any porns yet?
I haven't done anything. I've done a girl on girl, but that's about it.
Have you worked with the famous Jack the Zipper?
Not yet, but I'm hoping to in the near future. So.
Yeah. He's pretty famous.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Yeah.
Yes.
I heard that he
I love
was
my
here
Jackie.
Somewhere.
He is. He's right back there.
In fact,
there.
I think I saw him here. Jack the Zipper should come forward to wish Katie a happy birthday. Jackie, baby. Brother Jack.
I call him Jackie.
Brother Jack, come forward. Come testify to your love for Katiekins. But Katie, you should really start doing the striptease now as Jack comes in.
Does someone have like a knife of some sort?
No, darling.
I'll be right back. Hold on.
Nice to see you. Oh, you don't have to leave, you guys. Are you?
He's
oh, you want to leave?
Getting me a knife.
Oh, he's getting him a knife. Yeah. Okay. You're getting a knife to cut your dress.
Actually, one
you
of
have
your
to cut your dress.
Yeah, because we had to sew it on because it broke.
Oh, wow. We had a slight Meldrum misfunction. So.
Oh, okay. Well. So I think you need to be sliced out of that dress.
I actually just got sliced out of the dress.
You're going to get...
Just rip her out.
I think she wants you to cut her out of the dress, because you're an expert, right?
Oh, you need to cut again.
Cut the dress. Come on, let's get a little, you know, scary here. Cut the dress. He's an expert, though. He won't cut you. He's not into... Okay. Oh, all he needed to do was unzip it. All right,
there was a hook.
Go.
There was a hook.
And... Here comes the birthday girl.
Yay. The birthday girl in her birthday suit.
Birthday girl in her birthday suit.
Yes. I'm actually as much in my birthday suit as possible.
That's nice.
Yes, it is.
I really hate clothes.
You hate clothes?
I do.
Well, you know, you look good in the dress, but I think you look better, at least with the dress...
Yeah, it'll come
folded
off
down.
Later.
Yeah, I mean, I think folded down is good.
For
like
now.
That. For now.
We'll just fold it.
Yeah, just fold it down like that. That's very good. Okay. Did you want one of the house drinks, Madeline? Or you're actually the birthday girl?
I'll have an agua, please.
Yeah, we'll have agua.
Agua? Agua, cocoa leaf liquor?
It off your
by the way, Susan, you have
Imtiaz.
Imtiaz. Let's put him on the line. Hello, Imtiaz.
Hello,
Imtiaz.
Yes. Here we go with the agua.
Hello, Imtiaz.
Imtiaz, welcome to Radio Suzy
One. How are you?
I'm doing well, I think.
From Holland to L.A. to New Zealand.
From Holland to New Zealand.
He's in New Zealand.
You're in New Zealand now.
We're all over the world tonight.
And you went there from Pakistan?
Pakistan.
Yeah, I went there from Karachi last Thursday.
Wow.
Wow, so you're traveling around.
And salt.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be back in America in about 2 weeks.
Wonderful. How's your trip been?
So, this is the most wonderful place in the world, Max.
We should visit New Zealand sometime.
I want to go to New Zealand.
So I understand you're dating, or you're going, not dating, but you're going out with Miss New Zealand, like tomorrow
yes,
night?
Yes, on Tuesday night, I'm taking Rhea and her mother, Ruth, and her sister, Abigail, to dinner in a place called Mission Beach, which is very similar to Newport Beach, California.
This is our India.
It's
taking out Miss Cousine.
So, yes, I am. Uh-huh.
2010. Rhea, what? Oh, here we go. We've got some salt licking going on here, MTIs. I have to interrupt this call to watch some booby licking here. And Wait a second. You're a porn star, okay? I mean, why don't we have a little more revelation here? Well, I mean, you know, maybe you could take this whole top down for Katie's birthday.
Okay, I guess I can.
I mean, you know, you are a porn star. It's Katie's birthday. You're the center of attention right now. There's so many reasons to take off your top.
Okay.
I think this is it. It's like girls gone wild, and it's not even that wild. Okay, there we go.
Might as well.
Yeah, okay.
Nice.
With that nice little heart there, right
Thank
between
you.
The titties.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Very sweet. Okay, so... Ooh, those titties look like they look good rubbing together somehow. But I'll let you lick first, okay? This is good. Okay, Katie's downing it for her birthday.
Don't mind us, MTIs.
Okay.
We're having
yeah,
we're having
just
little,
watching titty licking
right now.
Little agua coco leaf liqueur fun.
Happy birthday also. I just remembered.
Oh, thank you.
Just turned 23 today.
Yes, this is Katie's birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, she's going to be, you're going to be, what, 23?
I am 23.
She is 23
wow.
years
wow.
old.
11. Wow.
And she is ready to celebrate tonight with a spanking,
yes.
at least.
Yes, I have Madeline and Mona and Jackie all
and
here
Smash.
To take their turns. And Smash.
Yes, she has her polyamorous circle of friends.
So what do you think about that, Empty Eyes? We're going to whack her a little bit.
Yeah.
Where I'm sitting, you know, it's a whole different... I mean, that's the final thing I can think of at the moment. But nevertheless, it sounds rather interesting.
It is very interesting. And Katie is a very pretty girl. And I know you're a connoisseur of feminine pulchritude. Right. A women.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, I saw a picture this evening. When, you remember I asked you to tell me what the... she was all about. That's why I knew it was her 23rd birthday. I studied all about her.
You studied Katie, yes.
Yeah, I studied all about everything this afternoon when I got your email. You know, I never called you. I'm not prepared, you know.
You're a good student, MTIAS, a very good student at the Dr. Susan Block Institute. And we're very proud of you. I mean, one day you're going to get a master's in pleasure giving. Absolutely.
I hope so. But what I will do is, when I see Rhea, she'll be in Los Angeles next month.
I want to have her on the show.
Your show.
Oh,
we're
yes.
going to have Miss New
yeah.
Zealand. Miss New Zealand. What is her full name, Rhea?
Rhea Van Dyke.
Rhea Van Dyke, right.
Rhea Van Dyke.
A Dutch,
yeah.
you know,
half,
we're totally into the Holland,
South,
New Zealand connection.
Half South African and half, Kiwi.
Oh, South
wow.
African, of
wow.
course.
Yes,
yeah.
of course.
New Zealand's on the other side of the
right.
world. But
right.
here they are.
Right. Does she have stripes on her?
Kiwis?
No, she's an extremely attractive woman. I mean, I don't know if you've seen a picture of her.
I have, of course. She's
very
Miss
beautiful,
New Zealand.
Like a mother.
I'm going to go check it out.
But
after
I have
the show.
Some attractive women in my studio now, MTR, so I'm going to let you go.
But thank
okay.
you. How's the weather
very
down
nice
there?
To talk to you all.
Everything all right
Take
down
care.
There? Everything's good?
Everything's wonderful. I love wonderful. My trip to New Zealand.
Oh, fabulous. Well, we look forward to seeing you again at the studio, huh?
Okay, very good.
All right.
Nice to talk to you, Matt.
You take care. All right, bye-bye, MTRs.
Bye-bye, MTIAs. And birthday girl, here, you get a little present.
Oh, aww,
it's
thank
got,
you.
It's got Santa stuff on it, too, you know, because we're in the holiday season. So, and I had that bag. But anyway. So I want to say hi to Jack the Zipper. Let's get him on a microphone. Can we get him on a microphone?
I have
we
no
have
more
a microphone.
Microphone.
Here.
I have to lose someone.
Okay.
We'll lose Madeline.
Well, don't. You should definitely
bar
lose your
bar.
Bra.
Mic. Okay, I got a bar mic.
Don't worry.
Oh,
I'll
we got
get,
a bar
I'll,
mic. Okay.
I'll get those out mic. Later.
Can somebody help him with the bar mic?
Let's have some help.
I don't think he has headphones, though.
Oh, isn't
Mona,
that sweet?
Will you give
a
him
little
your
white
headphones?
Bra.
Jack looks a little bit innocent.
Or Jack the Zipper, sorry.
Where's Jack?
You got to turn on his
okay,
mic.
Okay, turn on his mic here.
Oh, he's headphones.
What was that?
Mona.
Yeah. Did you guys want some more agua?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah? Okay.
Check.
Do we get to have the nurse take her bra down for the next
okay.
shot? Jack,
can I hear you?
Let's do it.
Check one.
Come on.
Okay,
yes.
I can hear you.
Katie K, happy birthday.
Thank you, Jackie. I love you.
You too.
Jackie, it's so great to have you back on the show again. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. It's been too long, Susie. Yeah. I love the new space.
Yeah, right. You haven't been here at the new space.
Holy hell.
Isn't this nice? And you haven't even seen the whole thing. I have to take you on a tour.
But I'm feeling it. I bet you have lots of sunshine in the day.
Beautiful. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do have sunshine, and we have a great view of downtown L.A. that...
The mountains.
You know, we have the mountains and we have the city. Anyway.
You have beautiful girls drifting around.
Well, and that we have too. We have these beautiful girls running around topless and bottomless and licking salt off each other. It's great.
I got the remote station. I'm over at your bar.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm over at your speakeasy.
Well, and now we have a topless nurse, the beautiful Celine. I think everyone should come close.
Holy hell.
To pay homage to lovely Celine. Do we have more cameras out there? Come on, cameras. Come on. Where are y'all?
Holy hell.
Why don't I feel like I have any... My cameras got lost? Right. No, I know. But I thought we had others. Okay. I think... Where's Mistress Misogyny? She must be making a ruckus somewhere. That's probably what's going on.
Yeah, just...
More moments.
Susan, is Michael out there?
All right. So,
Dr. Susie, remember, yes. remember that that blue movie we shot in your old warehouse?
Of course, I remember.
I brought you some.
Fantastic!
I bet you never got any.
No, I didn't.
That's great.
No, nobody sent me a copy of it. So you know,
very fond memories.
Ah, yes, that was fun, and we hope you shoot something again here.
Okay. You know? Yeah, very fond memories up on that roof and down in your warehouse space and
yeah, well that was the old
your
place.
Office. I you know what my favorite part was? My favorite part was 4 a.m.
Yeah.
In your doctor's office.
Oh yeah, we had a good time. But I have a better office now.
Yeah, oh, it's
I
a
do.
Great office.
Oh,
I
man.
Really do. Yeah. I have a really cool office. So
You got a cool party going here.
I do. I got all this topless women and it's really happening. Okay. So here we have a little agua coco leaf liqueur and a lovely nurse and her evil overlord. Yes.
You watched the board just for
evil
a second.
Overlord. Lean back. No yes. Ah, he's going to dine on her nipples tonight. Yes, delicious. Dine on those nipples. Dine. Yes. And a little drink. Yummy. How was that nipple? Did you bite it?
Not yet, but
no?
That's in the agenda.
Yeah? They got hard. Well, this one is much harder than this one, I think, right? Is that what's going on there?
Yeah.
Is there a little stimulation going on? Yeah. Oh, I see I have a new engineer. Look at this. Wow. I have Brian here. Hello, Brian. You're polyamorous, right?
We are.
Yeah. We've got a little polyamory going. So do you have a fantasy about being a nurse? Is that a role you like to play? Do you like to minister to people's sexual needs? What's going
on
with that?
No, it's leftovers from Halloween.
Ah, leftovers from Halloween. Were you here at Halloween?
I was not. I was in West Hollywood.
Oh, okay. We had quite a Halloween.
It was a really great Halloween.
Actually, no, yes. We were here on the Saturday before Halloween.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I know you were here.
Yes.
I mean, I get a little confused with the different the Saturdays, but here you all are, and everybody gets. Did you see your little present? Did you see your little?
I did. So many great things.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my
you got
gosh,
a.
I love it.
You got a pocket rocket.
I got a pocket rocket. A beautiful dress.
So is Jack? Are you still on the microphone?
Still alive.
Are you polyamorous? What do you think about that whole mode?
I'm all for it politically, but I'm a well-behaved boyfriend right now. I might as well stamp. I might as well stamp it on my forehead.
Beautiful girlfriend.
A beautiful girlfriend.
when you have a beautiful girlfriend, you you perv out on her. That's uh-huh. that's how I'm feeling. But polyamory, sure. I mean, my whole life, chasing girls.
And anyway, you get to express your sexual polyamorous side through videotaping so many of them.
There's a lot of that. And my girlfriend's a sexual dynamo. She gives it off.
Yeah, is she involved in porn?
No. Mm. No, she's not. But she's on film a lot and very into fitness modeling, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Health, fitness, beauty, sex, tantra.
Ooh.
She's studying tantra.
All right.
She's getting very good at that. And yeah.
Are you getting good at that? Or
yeah.
You just let her do that on her own?
No, we're working up.
Awesome. Where's she tonight?
She's in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
I know. She wanted to come and meet you.
She's actually very gorgeous.
Is she?
You would love her.
Yeah.
She'd be great.
And she's
going
to be jealous because she's been wanting to come to your parties for a long time.
Well, you know, we were talking about how to use jealousy as a positive emotion.
Yeah.
Look at the fabulous Christina. Look at Christina. You look like a showgirl. Look at this. Oh, you look so great. Oh, look at this. Where's my photographers? Hello. Look
Whoa.
At Christina. Wow.
That is
you
a
are
great top.
Unbelievably hot.
I love it.
Here, would you
she
like?
Looks like Barbarella.
Barbarella.
Yeah, you are hot stuff tonight, girl. Yeah. So. I'm good. I'm polyamorous. Yeah. Well, tonight, I guess. And my husband has gone off to, you know, mix and match. So I guess, you know, I mean, it's a polyamorous night. So we're doing a lot of mixing tonight. And
polyengineering.
Brian is now mixing the sound. So we're polyengineering. And and we have a cake. We're going to do the cake thing soon and the spanking thing.
Oh, yeah.
And Jamie, you're back. You've got
I'm
your
back.
Jacket on.
There really
you
is.
You look like you're trying to be sort of an anti-eroticism
no.
thing.
You know, I'm very erotic. And
yeah.
I'm very sexual, and I am who I am. So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Okay, so let's see. I don't know. I mean, do you have a erotic poem for us or a?
I can suck a mean cock, but I won't do
you
it.
You can
tonight.
Suck a mean cock.
Yeah.
How about a dildo? Can you show us your technique? That would be impressive. You'd have to take off the jacket, just the jacket. And how about this? This is clean, right? I think. Yes.
Well, here I'll tell you something I like to do. I'm not going to
put my mouth on
it without a condom.
Well, we will have a condom. Where's Lisa? Lisa. Okay, we need a condom.
That's a very big penis.
It is big. I know it's big. Well, we also have.
It's okay.
I can always help.
Is this a good
too.
One? You can help too. I like that idea. You
I
know,
think
sharing.
You'll be showing a lot more technique than I will, most likely.
Can we get a condom, please?
I'm very shy.
Condom okay. in the house?
Well, you've worked with Adam and Eve, right?
You know,
yes.
It would be one night.
Okay.
I don't have
and
a condom sitting right in front of me.
New.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Are you working with Shane's World?
Oops.
Oh, no. My ex's ex is the president of Shane's World. That's right.
Okay. I guess nobody's bringing me a condom, so I'm going to go get one. Okay.
You know
talk
what?
Amongst yourselves.
Yeah, I have a condom in my purse.
You have a condom in your purse, but that's... Wait, there's no condoms in here either. Where somebody's made off with all
just
my condoms.
Case.
That's all there is to it.
Susie, have they used all your condoms?
I guess so. There's
it
been
was
a lot
just
of
a
sex
wild
going
night
on
or something.
Here.
That's a
there's
lot.
So here, one of my...
Okay, where... I don't know where... no one's helping. Where's a condom? Condom. Oh, we're getting them. Okay, so tell me what you need to tell me.
I don't need to tell, but the frenulum, okay. I love the frenulum. That's
you love the frenulum?
Yeah.
Okay, friendly frenulum.
That's the friend, yes, the frenulum is your friend.
The frenulum is your friend. Because it's so sensitive? Because
it's sensitive.
Your tongue just kind of
fits
right
there. And
also,
if you don't want to always be going up and down on a penis,
here we go. Okay.
You know, you can just make
so
out with
the actually, why don't you give that right to her? And you can do a little demonstration.
I'll do a little demonstration.
Okay, here we go.
Well, you guys can talk while I get ready.
Well, we are going to talk. We're going to talk about how finally Jamie is going to show us something
just how poor
it's
and off.
Oh, and now we have more condoms. Suddenly I'm being overloaded with condoms. It's raining condoms now.
Thank you.
Double up.
In Radio Suzy One. Okay, and we've got a very large penis here.
Very large.
I think this is at least as large as Exeter's.
Not quite
as large as Max's, but... getting close.
The average penis is 5.5 inches, in case people are looking at this and thinking,
average
what if
is
they
five
don't
and a half,
measure
right?
up?
Yeah. So here we go. This one is probably around 10, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and very thick.
It's porn star size.
Yes, it's definitely porn
okay,
star
here
so
we
I
go.
Just like to start by licking like this.
So you start by licking.
Uh-huh.
Just like
just
this.
Just like that.
Okay.
Make eye contact,
yeah.
Very important. Enthusiasm, you have to
you
want to be there.
You make eye contact with me or with
if
the
you,
penis?
Well, with, or well if, the, you not the penis, the
person owner
with
of the penis.
Right, the
right,
owner
I
of the
see,
penis
okay,
has
okay.
eyes.
Because the penis has an eye.
Well, it does.
It's the one-eyed trouser snake, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, you know, I do like to do some making out like this.
Yeah.
And make a lot of noise. Well, this is like banana flavored.
Yeah. Well, see, we like to please. It's kind of
yeah,
nice.
It's not, it doesn't have a bad taste.
It's pretty good.
I'm
so
kind of
go
into
for it.
It.
Go
not
for it. Get in. Go right
well,
into that.
I'm not really going to go into it. It's just, I'm
Jamie,
sorry.
What? Don't hold
I'm, I
back.
Guess I'm no fun.
No, that's not true.
I think I'm a lot of fun,
You're somewhat fun, but you're holding back now. I mean, why hold back?
Because it's just, I'm not this type of exhibitionist.
Well, but...
I
am an exhibit.
She could feed it to me.
You know, oh, here. We have,
okay,
we have
okay,
here we go.
Okay, so
well,
would you like to do it?
I think
wait, would you like
key
me to be
point,
like this?
I think the key point in sucking dick is actually really trying to get into it and enjoy it. Because if you're
right.
enjoying it and really into it, then the guy is definitely going to be enjoying
right.
it. And
whether you look
it
in the eye or not.
Okay, so
yeah.
you got a thing there.
I've got a thing here.
Yeah,
okay,
you do.
Okay, well, what I think is important
wait,
no, is
now you should put your knee down because that makes it difficult for my photographers. Right. You got to
stand
tall with
is
your dick, okay?
Like, you know, make sure you focus on, you know, the head of the penis. And
absolutely.
As well.
Focus
you know,
on that
if you
that
can
head.
Deep throat, all guys like deep throat. So you should always do that. And, yeah, I don't know. Those are just my suggestions.
All right. That's very good.
I
you
could
know,
just show you
pointers
from a short example
from birthday
of
girl,
what I do.
Katie Kins. Okay, now we'd like to see the demonstration.
It's a sketch.
Okay, here we go. Katie is now going to show us how to be very enthusiastic.
It's banana.
It's
flavor.
Banana. All right, see? It's very good. You know, we're trying to make this as pleasurable as an experience as possible.
Yes, of course.
You know, and as flavorful as possible.
It's a birthday wish.
Is this turning you on to watch her do that? A little bit, you know? I mean, it's...
A little bit.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay. Go for it. You've got a pretty good vacuum... sucker
yeah, I
there.
Get deep,
and she goes deep.
She goes deep, doesn't she? That whoa. Okay, I don't know if you should lick it
the
now.
The penis has
on
fallen
the floor.
Off.
No,
we can put a new
yeah.
condom on it.
We have more condoms now. No, they're not banana. These are something else though.
The regular
yeah.
lifestyle.
Yeah, right. But that was a very good you know rendition.
It's just you know a lot of hand.
And I know that that's about the size of your boyfriend.
Yeah. Definitely is.
He's smiling shyly right now. Yeah.
No,
would he like to wish you a happy birthday on the air?
I'm sure he would.
Okay.
Would you like to
come on.
Sit with me?
Come on, sit and sit right with her there.
Well, happy birthday, Katie. I don't know.
Thank you.
Aww.
It's hard to put into words how much I love you.
Aww.
Aww.
Yay. That's so sweet. That's very sweet. Love, love, love. Whether you're monogamous, polyamorous,
and what's great about
pan,
not jealous,
sexual
whatsoever.
Or pantheistic, you know, there's nothing like love. There's nothing like love.
And I think it really shows, like when you really truly like love someone and know that they're you know yours, like there is no jealousy, there is no problem there because you know there isn't. Something to worry about because you know that other person is true to you.
Mm. Okay. Well, I think there's always something to worry about, and that's what makes life exciting. Otherwise, we're bored. Life is boring when there's nothing to worry about. When you actually got in trouble
for checking his voicemail.
It is personal.
See? But I don't know about that. Checking voicemail. Oh, you got in trouble. Wow.
Yeah,
did you give her a spanking?
It was right.
She needs a spanking for that. Definitely.
He
okay.
will. He
so
will
you're
going
to have more
one.
Than your birthday spanking. We're going to have a naughty girl spanking for that. Yeah.
Right, I think we're going to get the flog out.
The flog out. Okay. Oh, this one doesn't even hurt. This one feels good.
9 minutes.
Yeah.
This is just a happy feeling. This is a sweet feeling. Because you really got, you know, kind of slammed last time.
Yeah, just 2 weeks ago.
That's true.
And, I have a cyst on my ovary and it's been hurting today, so I don't want to slam it into twisting.
Right. Okay. Well, so we're almost out of time, but how's our couple doing?
We're doing great.
You're doing great? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You got enjoying the show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And have you taken his temperature yet? Yeah? I mean, do you have a stethoscope?
Not with me
blood
tonight.
Pressure? Is his blood pressure rising?
Most likely, yes.
Mm. Yeah.
He looked like he was struggling during that blowjob.
Yeah? Wow, it was a good one. It was a good one. Okay. So, everyone's having fun. Yeah. So Jamie, what's your next project?
Actually, I'm working on a new movie series with New Sensations. So, hopefully that will go. And
who are you working with on New Sensations?
Well, it's my own. I'm doing a sex ed line for them. If
really?
All goes well, putting
my
it out in the universe.
My ex is Eddie Powell. He works with New Sensations.
I'm working with Eddie Powell, yes.
And so what are you educating people about?
It's really, I mean, I feel that this, what you know, your speakeasy and everything is fantastic, and it gets to the largest audience, right? So my education is towards, like, this MTV-style generation, 20, 30-something quick sex ed info. I think that every generation reinvents the wheel when it comes to sex. It's not saying new things all the time, but it's how you say them that gets people interested. And I just want to make fun sex ed. I want to make it like comedy.
And
that's
I'd be really interested in working with you.
This is good to know, yes. Birthday girl.
Okay, birthday girl.
You may get your wish.
So are you a porn actress now?
Well, I did, what's it, two girl scenes, I think.
Have you worked yet for Jack the Zipper?
Actually, Jackie was like, I met Jackie right when I turned 18, and he shot me, and we just became like best friends after that. And we've just been pretty close ever since. We've spent almost every day together for a year, I think it was.
Every day together? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And your boyfriend's not jealous?
Oh, no, not at all, actually. He actually works with Eddie Powell. He just finished writing a script for him.
Oh, okay. So it's all very,
scratch
my back, and then you can eat my girl's pussy or something like that.
Well, like I said, he's very open, and you met Eddie as well,
uh-huh.
a few weeks ago. So, he's very open, which is, what this show is all about in the book, and
it's, and you get a book, by the way.
Oh yeah,
did
is
I?
Is it right here?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. Is that somebody else's book or here's a book?
I don't know. I don't. Is this?
I think we've got books all around. Let's get a picture with everybody with the book. Hold up the book. Hold up the book.
Okay,
now.
Where are we facing?
I guess we're gonna face this way. We're gonna face towards this way, and. I don't know. Well, which way are you going? Okay, you're going that way. Okay, I guess. Go over this way, yeah.
You got 6 minutes. 6 minutes.
Okay, so here we are with Love Unlimited. And here we go. Okay, that's it. And, of course, when I do that, nobody talks, so I have to stop doing that. So, so let's see. So what are you going to do tonight? What kind of play are you going to do tonight?
Well, it actually, we've only been able to do a little bit of play here and there, usually short little sessions. This actually will be her first full-on session, going through almost all the toys in my arsenal.
Ooh, you have a lot of toys in your arsenal tonight?
Yes, I do.
Wow. Okay, and where do you think you're going to scope out tonight?
It actually entirely depends whether or not she prefers to be on her feet or a little more relaxed on her stomach or...
What do you prefer tonight, Celine?
I think I'd like to get off my feet.
Off her feet.
possibly in the
on the air,
the bedroom.
This our little webcam room, which is, doesn't have a webcam. The little bedroom, yeah, that's a very.
It has a webcam. What do you mean?
It does have a webcam. Okay, yeah, a webcam room with a webcam. That's a good choice. Right. It's a very good room, you know, because.
But we can't webcam that because it's on live stream.
Right. Well, that's what, right.
So we'll just film it and photograph it and then
That's good.
Do it on our own stream.
Okay. So we just have a few minutes. So if you'd like to promote something, do you have a website, or do you, you're a very private person, or do you, what kind of work do you do?
I'm currently unemployed. I'm a student right now.
A student? What are you studying?
I'm studying anthropology.
Excellent. You got to read this book, Sex at Dawn.
Yes.
I like it. Okay. And what do you want to promote?
Well, of course, I always have to speak for my family, the other world. Currently, right now, the status of Fetish Nation and Hell at Circus is up in the air. So I guess the easiest way to find us is on FetLife, the other world. And any updates on there, on our group page, would be... the most up-to-date on where we're going to be performing.
And you should get back on Twitter. You're not even following me. Jesus. No, you did one little announcement. That was cute. Okay, and Katie Kins, of course,
yes,
is on Twitter.
KatieKins9 on Twitter.
Yes.
And then okay. I also want to let everyone know to go to drsusanblock.com.
Oh, well, thank you.
And donate.
No, I don't have to do mine.
For the donate button.
Announcement.
That's right. So hit the donate button.
Yeah, hit the donate button so we can continue to do these shows for you.
Absolutely.
Right. The revolution costs money. All
yes.
Right? A lot of money. No matter whether you're buying weapons, books, or just listening to radio.
All right. And Jamie, what do you want to promote?
You can check me out at jamiewaxman.com.
All right. And Mistress Misogyny, where are you? She's sleeping.
Oh, and check out jackthezipper.com as well.
Oh, of course we will. Jack has to get on Twitter so I can...
Yes,
I think I'll
make him a Twitter page for himself.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, so we're almost out of time, and I want to thank everybody for joining us for this show on polyamory here on Radio Suzy One, including my guest from Holland, Leonie Linson, author of Love Unlimited, The Joys and Challenges of Open Relationships. And everybody else that's here, Exeter, and Celine, Siren Celine, and Jamie, and of course, the birthday girl.
And thank you so much for having, you know, a little birthday celebration for me. It's really special.
Well, you've come back.
We haven't seen
you in a while. And yeah, we're going to whack you soon. Okay, so... You're gonna get your birthday.
No,
goodies.
It's really special to me because I haven't had a birthday party yet. So this is like my birthday celebration.
Right, right. Going to watch the Kings just bat each other on ice.
Yes,
is
every
really
year
not a birthday
they play.
Party.
They play the same team, my second favorite team. So.
Well,
this is special.
That was your violent birthday.
Yes.
And now we have the peaceful birthday. Although this one you're gonna. Get hurt a lot more than you did at the Kings game. So,
pain is half the fun.
That's right. That's right.
It is. It is. If it's love and
just
it
don't dislocate
hurt,
your hip.
Fun.
No hip dislocation tonight. Okay, please. Okay.
No, I don't think we have any pro hockey players in the building, do we? Because if we do, hi.
And you could ride the monkey rocker tonight.
You know what? I've been dying to ride that.
I think it's your birthday. You should ride the monkey rocker tonight, huh? We have more condoms. Mia Culpa rode it a few weeks ago. And
yes,
she did incredibly well. She rode it to first place of the night and to Brick House. She was very good. And anyway, we are going to get going into our erotic after party, which you too could be a part of. If you wanted to join us here at the Speakeasy, all you have to do is give us a call at 213-670-0066. That is our number to find out what we do, you know, from telephone sex therapy for your private life to stimulating... shows that deal with every aspect of sex, from polyamory to perversion to polyamorously perversities, and And we do a lot of other things. So, you know, you can just find us on drsusanblock.com or 213-670-0066. In the meantime, I want you to be good, be happy, be monogamous, be polyandrous, be polyamorous, be whatever you want to be, but be a bonobo, not a baboon. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. All of you, because I'm polyamorous. I love you all.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.